We're going on the air, folks. I'd like to call us to session at this time, 10 o'clock this third day of this session. I'd like to begin with a prayer. Congressman Hamilton, would you be so kind to render a morning prayer for us?
Father, we come to get this time to be in our heart and mind. Just come together today for our RSH people, Lord. Please be with the families of homes represented today, our men and women in uniform, and please see to it that we live a life that you see fit. All these things I ask in your precious name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. And have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congresswoman Blackwell Head.
Present.
Yeah. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Mason.
Present.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Declare that we do have a quorum. Thank you for your presence. Going on to number three, there's approval of the journal. Giving you time, please, to review the journal. If there's any corrections, additions, please let us know. I'd like to acknowledge on page four, the total amount of votes reflects 12 that I was absent yesterday. Two absences, okay, that's corrected. Anyone else? Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. The journal is approved. Are there any reports from select committees? Hearing none. Reports from standing committees. Any standing committees to report out? This woman, Buffalo Head.
Government Ops met yesterday on bill number ONCA 1673, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2017 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. The presiding officer was Congresswoman Whitehorn. The final committee action was due pass with 5 yes votes from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker, 1 absent, Norris.
Okay, thank you. Any other standing committees to report out? Hearing none. Moving on to number 6, introductions of bills and resolutions. Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of Congress. I'm reading in an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-101 to add definitions to promote uniform use, meaning and application to be used in all legislation, support documentation, budgeting, and spending, and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill passed Congress, but was, I think, pocket vetoed, or maybe vetoed, in the last session, or maybe the session before that, but I think it's the last session. And so I'm reintroducing it with an eye towards some of the policies and procedures that have been established by the executive branch and codifying some of their definitions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Hearing none. Item 7 is bills and resolutions on first reading. And without objection, I'm going to step down from the chair. Read the Members of Congress, I'm addressing ONCA 1679. An act to acknowledge, recognize, and award Osage students who have earned the status of academic achievement and excellence grade 7 through 11, 2016-17 academic year by supporting and rewarding their participation in the summer 2017 academic camps for higher achievers through this one-time pilot program. Turning to the chair, ONCA 1679 is referred to education. Congresswoman Edwards.
Just a quick point of order. Does this bill have an appropriation in it?
Yes.
Am I right in remembering that we discussed when we put have bills with appropriations, we put the amount in the heading of the bill so we realize it has an appropriation in it? So I'm just going
yes.
to...
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just request that that heading be modified to show that there's an appropriation.
Very good. May I read this in a moment? Okay.
Committee.
The committee may have it, and I will present at that time to the Education Committee.
And then I'll try to remember that.
You will remind me, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Item B, ONCA 1684. Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. After yesterday's discussion and following multiple meetings and a summary vote by the Appropriations Committee, the general appropriation bills were signed and filed yesterday. There are 13 of them. And this is by congressional rule that the chair of the Appropriations Committee will be the sponsor of all general appropriation bills. So I'll begin reading those. ONCA 1684, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,766,871 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1685, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $524,086 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1686, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1,810,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1687, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage News for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $550,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1688, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $2,455,992 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1689, an act to provide an appropriation to the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $1 million and to consent to spending of an independent agency and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1690, an act to provide an appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agricultural Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $8,900,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1691, an act to provide an appropriation to the Executive Administration Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $14,170,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1692, an act to provide an appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $14,960,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1698, an act to provide an appropriation to the Education Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $7,500,000 to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1691, an act to provide an appropriation to the Language and Cultural Resources Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,540,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1695, an act to provide an appropriation to the Child, Family, and Senior Services Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $4,530,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1696, an act to provide an appropriation to the Government Operations Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $7,180,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Let me go down the listing and for the committee assignments. ONCA 1684 is assigned to Government Operations. ON 1685 is assigned to Government Operations. ON 1686 is assigned to Government Operations. ON 1687 is assigned to Government Operations. ON 68 is assigned to Government Operations. ON 1689 is assigned to Commerce. ON 1690 is assigned to Commerce. ON 1691 is assigned to Government Ops. ON 1692 is assigned to Health and Social Services. ON 1693 is assigned to Education. ON 1694 is assigned to Cultural. ON 1695 is assigned to Health and Social Services. ON 1696 is assigned to Government Operations. Questions? Hearing none. Go on to seven, motions and notices. Notices of meetings. Congresswoman Edwards, and then Congresswoman Buffalo.
Education Committee meeting meets from 1:30 to 3 today. That's an error on the agenda.
Okay, please note 1:30 to 3 for education. Congresswoman Buffalo.
Government Ops meets immediately following the session.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
The Cultural Committee meeting is canceled for today, and also Rules and Ethics are canceled.
Okay, thank you. Any other motions and our notices? Congressman Walker.
Also, an error on the agenda. Health and Social Services meets today from 3:15 to 4:45.
Okay. Please note 3:15 to 4:45. Congressman Hamilton.
Just another reminder, the photographer will be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I see a conflict in that scheduling. We have one clerk of Congress active right now, so if education meets from 1:30 to 3:30, is that
1:30
to 3. Excuse me, I didn't correct that one.
But even 3:30 would be before 3:45.
It starts at
3:15. Okay. Any other motions and or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to issue a subpoena to Scott Johnson for the production of the following documents to the clerk of the Osage Nation Congress pursuant to Osage law. Number one, a copy of each table sent to each executive branch department showing the current individual employee position and salaries for the respective executive branch departments. And number two, a copy of each table sent to each executive branch department showing the calculated salaries according to the most recent merit market survey for each individual employee position for the respective executive branch departments.
Second.
And I have a second from Congresswoman Edwards. Discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Just for informational purposes, yesterday I met with the comptroller, Chad Cobb, in furtherance of preparing for our education committee meetings this session, and I asked him about, I specifically asked him if I could get the information on the current salaries for the positions within the executive or within the education division, and he indicated to me no, I could not get that from him, although they have it.
Thank you. Any other discussions to the motion? Hearing none.
A roll call
vote, please.
Shall the motion pass?
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Mason?
Yes.
And what about me?
Oh.
Yes.
Motion passes. Are there any motions, any other motions and our notices? Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to go into the committee of the whole to discuss the general appropriations bills read in today.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into a committee as a whole for discussion. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. We're now in committee as a whole. Congresswoman Edwards.
I just wanted to ask a couple of questions of the sponsor and anybody else that knows. So when you add the total of the amounts submitted in these appropriate...
One moment, please. We're getting our microphones on. I'm going to ask you to repeat that, Congressman Shaw. It's being addressed to you, sir.
I'm sorry, could you repeat what we're moving?
And if you need, if we need our budget analyst to help us on fine with that too. When you add the total of these bills that are presented today, do those numbers fall within the parameters established by our projected revenue resolution? In other words, are they within projected revenue?
I understand your question. Within projected revenue or percentage allocations?
First question is projected revenue.
Okay. I'm willing to rely on the budget analyst. I believe they do.
Eli.
Well, let me ask this question.
One moment, please. Let's get a response from Mr. Potts.
Needs to come up to the podium.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What was the question again?
When you add the total numbers presented in, how many bills are there?
13.
13 bills. Do those totals fall within the projected revenue of the nation as reflected in the projected revenue resolution signed by the principal chief and passed by Congress in the spring?
I would need to verify that amount, but I do not believe so.
They're in excess?
I would need to verify that amount.
Okay, well, I think that's important because, you know, the committees need to know if we're dealing with bills that off the bat are higher than our projected revenue, because obviously we can't pass bills that are higher than the projected revenue resolution. That's the whole purpose of having that document signed by the principal chief and passed by us that says this is what we've got to work with. So.
We are in a committee as a whole, and again, if the committee would entertain, we can go into a recess for a short amount of time and perhaps find an amount or an answer. Would that take a long time for you, sir, or?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. Before we vote on that, you still have the floor, Congressman Edwards.
Then I, just so we can get all this information together, so then are the budgets that we receive from the executive branch, the judicial branch, the judiciary, and others, in compliance with the resolution that passed Congress in the spring, and the request for budgets to be sent over in an amount certain, not to exceed that amount certain, so that we would make sure that we didn't have bills that exceeded projected revenue?
Could you please rephrase? I'm not following you.
In the spring, Congress passed a resolution, and in it had a request to the three branches of government, and I think the independent entities, to submit budgets in an amount certain, not to exceed an amount certain, so that we would not have budgets, or we wouldn't have bills introduced with budgets that exceeded projected revenue. So we had this amount, this amount, this amount. Did the budget submitted by those branches comply with the request of the Congress?
I'll need a recess to verify that, so I give you an answer.
Recess is forthcoming, but before we go to recess, I'm going to acknowledge Congresswoman Whitehorn and his Assistant Chief.
My question to the budget analyst and the appropriations chair, the scholarship and health benefit fund, we passed out the burial assistance fund. Are they inclusive in these division bills, those total amounts?
Mr. Speaker, those totals are not included in the division appropriation bills, as they were not deemed, I believe through discussion with the chair, as general appropriations. Those appropriations are typically separate and to the direct assistance funds individually.
And
so they're not included in the division bills.
Were they sent over in division budgets?
Mr. Speaker, they were sent in the division budget format. However, they were not organized into a division.
And they have not been filed as of yet?
Right.
Okay.
I'm on that.
Thank you.
Okay. Acknowledging Assistant Chief, and then we'll go into recess.
I would add a request to the Congress, and to the Congress's request, and that is that in supplement to your information, would you please report how much additional cash is now in the Treasury that was not in the Treasury when the projected revenue document that's been referred to was signed?
We're not ready yet to go into recess. Congresswoman Edwards and then Congressman Shaw.
So I appreciate that comment from the Assistant Principal Chief. How is it that the Congress as a body has that information? I haven't seen anything official from anyone that says.
It was in the chief's statement when he
yesterday morning?
Day before yesterday.
Okay.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw and then Congressman Walker.
I just wanted to make sure I understand what the Assistant Chief is asking. You're asking what you said monies that were not in the Treasury that are in there now? Are you talking about unencumbered funds, unappropriated funds?
Yes, sir.
Both? Okay, I understand.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
So we're gonna go into recess so the budget analyst can crunch all of these bills and crunch all of the numbers? And what if he comes back and says, yes, we're over by this amount? What's that gonna change in the next 30 minutes?
I have no idea. I would prefer
to go on and start. We got a committee meeting scheduled immediately following session. We could do the same thing with the same information tomorrow.
Thank you for your comment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I have a meeting this afternoon, and I want to know whether our group is looking at having to propose cuts to a budget because overall we're over projected revenue, or we don't. I mean, it's important. It's really important.
Congressman Walker.
I'm not arguing the importance. I'm talking about what are we going to do with the information as a body. He can hand you the same report as the chair prior to your meeting that he could while we all sit around and twiddle our thumbs.
I don't see this thumb twiddling.
Congresswoman Buffalo here.
I would prefer to get the numbers today. We have GovOps, which doesn't have any appropriation on the agenda. We have two canceled meetings, and then education doesn't start until 1:30. If it's going to take them 30 minutes to start crunching numbers, that allows for us to have that information the rest of today and into tonight. And when we start meeting tomorrow, Monday, if we know we're over, then we have some sort of a plan, but we're not getting that information 10 minutes before our meeting starts. That would be my preference.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Potts, you have any, we're asking you to do something for us important, and I don't know, is there a time, a block of time that you might think you need to respond to these questions?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Without placing a time on those calculations specifically, I can say with a degree of certainty that the budgets presented do exceed the amount included in ONCR 1625 or 52, depending on whatever that resolution number is. I can say with a degree of certainty that that exceeds it. However, the Appropriations Committee has met on several occasions and has frequently discussed new projections that have been delivered by the Treasurer and new projected revenue reports. So it absolutely, I believe, would exceed the amount included in the current resolution. I can say that with a degree of certainty. However, if new reports were to be issued by the Appropriations Committee, as they have been, those numbers would change. And I don't have a certain time of how long those calculations would take.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm asking for a status quo worksheet like we typically get. That's what I need. And whatever the executive branch knows and the committee has heard is not the way we've agreed in law to forecast and communicate projected revenue. So if there's a resolution that's filed and passed by Congress, then we'll have a new projected revenue number, but right now we do not. So I just want to see, I'm just interested in seeing where the numbers add up, because I understand, but I'm not going to rely on my own understanding until I see in writing that two of the three budgets of the branches exceed the request that we made for them. So a lot more work. I mean, that number wasn't picked out of air. It was picked for a reason.
Congressman Walker.
I agree with all of what you said. I'm talking about the need for a recess. The chair of the GovOps just said that her agenda doesn't have anything with an appropriation on it. You're going to get the same information that the entire body would get while we're sitting around in recess. And the reality is, none of these appropriation bills are going to pass out of committee anytime soon. We're talking weeks before they pass out. You're going to get the same information prior to your meeting that you would if we sit around in recess. That's my point.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to acknowledge Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I think since we brought the subject up in a committee of the whole, and we do have some Osage public listening, that they would probably like to know the answer to the question, just as a lot of the Congress members sitting at the table. So I would like to hear those totals in open session so the public can also hear those totals.
So would I.
Congressman Walker, this is our only time.
One moment, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
This is our only time as a body to come together and discuss in public as a body information that's important to the Congress. So I'm always in favor of this using committee of the whole, and this is our time for doing that. So
we'll share with you as the group, as Congress. Here's another option I'm thinking of, and thank you, Madam Clerk, that we could go into a recess at this time. Being in recess, government ops could go ahead and immediately start their meeting, and after they have their meeting, we could report back to government ops. We come back, reconvene to close out motions and notices and our open meeting, and then get on with the afternoon. That's a thought. Congresswoman Edwards and then Congressman Walker.
Well, if the body pleases, then I move to recess until 1 o'clock. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Move to come out of committee of the hall.
Second. Congressman Walker.
Well, you just said that this is the only time. What's the difference in if we find out tomorrow? I mean, this is not the only time. I mean, fine, that's recess if that's what everybody wants to do, but it's not necessary.
We have a motion on the floor to go into recess until 1 o'clock. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Ms. Bufflehead, those in favor of the motion, I'd like to have a roll call vote, see what you think. You're the Congress.
Well, we're going to have a committee as a whole first.
I thought you were.
Okay, we'll do that first. My apologies. Chair to entertain a motion to come out of the committee as a whole.
So moved.
Second.
In favor of the motion, signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, we are out of committee as a whole.
Move to recess until 1 p.m.
Second.
And move to recess until 1 p.m. I have a roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Mason.
Yes. We are in recess until 1 p.m. This time we'll be acknowledging government ops going into session at this time.